Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. What the Rock is cooking.
Wiener, deep left. Look at this. Steve. Oh, my God. He's done it. Authoritative Wiener. Unbelievable. It is unbelievable. He's done it. In his home ballpark, John Wiener.
That's not the Rock stuff. That's Rocky stuff.
That is unbelievable.
John Wiener.
Oh, yeah. I love hearing
nice
that.
Nice to hear that again.
Means we have John.
Whoa.
John Wiener brought to you
Whoa.
By Iron Rock.
Whoa. There we go. John Wiener brought to you by Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg.
What
Come
happened?
See what everyone is raving about. Hello, John. How you doing?
What's wrong with you guys? What's going on over
there? Well, I mean, it's a long list, John. How much time do you have?
Yeah, I think that was your opening was played maybe from like last week or something, and we still had who knows. But nonetheless, people know who you are. So that was the goal and the aim there. People know who O'Neal Cruz is, it seems like, around baseball. We saw the rocket ship that he hit last night. What's the ceiling for this guy? You know, I know that's a vague question, but how good can he be?
He could be really good. I mean, not many people have that kind of power or exit velocity. We talked about it a little bit last night. When you hit a ball like that hard, your miss hits are still hit harder than the average guy, and so you're more likely to find more holes if it's a ground ball because it's hit harder, or your miss hits can still land in the seats, you know, whereas most guys will miss hit it and it's caught in the grass or the warning track. He can miss hit it into the seats. I guess it depends for me on how disciplined he becomes. I mean, I see the Pirates haven't had a 40 homer guy since, I think, Willie Stargell, which is so hard to believe. Well, because we've had some guys with power like Giles and Alvarez. I think they've come the closest. I see him as a 40 homer guy eventually. I don't know where he'll be average wise. I don't know if he'll be like a 300 type hitter, but that kind of power could possibly produce 40 homers. And I'm saying he will. I'm saying it could happen. But, that's a special kind of talent you don't see. I mean, he hits the ball harder than anybody. He runs faster than anybody. He throws harder than anybody. He's looked pretty good shortstop, I thought. I mean, his feet have been working very well, going the balls. And he's looked pretty comfortable. So, yeah, he could be he's going to be an all-star, I think, at some point.
John, it's interesting to me that, you know, for guys our age and older, we see that home run and we just appreciate it as a frozen rope that looks like it never actually peaked and started to come back down. But for a younger generation, they immediately go to Baseball Savant and they look up the exit velocity and the launch angle. What's that? John, you there?
Oh, there
He's
we
not.
Go. Okay.
I'll get him back.
Oh, my gosh.
All kinds of problems with the Rock.
Yeah.
Well,
know if it's with the Rock.
That one's not me.
Oh, you think it's the Rock? Oh, now he's – how about this? Crowley throwing it right on the Rock. You going to call him back? Okay. All right. So there's that.
I just have a question about how much he's consuming these exit velocities and StatCast numbers.
Who, John?
Like yeah.
Or Cruz?
Yeah.
John?
Because to Adam's point, on the TV side, John was on radio last night, but on the TV side, we heard Brownie mention that exit velocity and launch angle as soon as the ball left the park.
Right. And I do think, you know what? I think even the most old school dyed-in-the-wool kind of baseball guys, and they couldn't have resisted all the way to this point in 2022, but I think even those people are married to it now in whenever you have fascinating players like this. But continue. John, are you there?
I am here.
All right, you're back. We got you. I was just asking, how much are you paying attention to all those numbers?
I don't hear that.
You don't hear what? You don't hear me?
This is bizarre.
Right.
Yeah, I hear you perfectly fine.
This is great. All right, ask him that question.
Okay, what do you think about the StatCast, John? Is this something that you're paying attention to as an old school baseball man?
You mean, what is StatCast? Like exit velocity?
Yeah, exit velocity. Launch angle.
Yeah. Oh, I like it. I think it's interesting. I mean, analytics are here to stay. There's no doubt about that. But yeah, it's pretty amazing. Even in BP nowadays, they show exit velocities, which so you kind of get an idea. We were just asking this question the other night. Something I never really thought about. Like, you know how the dimensions of the field. Okay, so it's 400 feet to center. It's 330 to left, and whatever, and it's 375 in the gaps or whatever. So in my mind, I'm thinking. So I guess they'd almost have to have more exit velocity to hit the ball up to center field. You know, you hit a ball 380 feet to center, it's an out. You hit it 380 to right or left, it's a home run. You know, so I'm sitting there thinking, you know, stuff like that, and then obviously Joe looks everything up, and you can find out whatever you want. I'm babbling, but you can find out whatever you want about everything. And I think that's pretty cool, like how fast the guy runs. He runs 31 feet per second. That's pretty fast, you know, Cruz. And then he throws 97 miles an hour. I mean, for guys like him that are, you know, I know some people call him, he's like a unicorn. You just don't see that every day. It's fun to see that who's better than who and who hits the ball further, far, you know, the fastball, obviously the velocity is a big deal, but it's pretty cool to see it, you know, I guess to know, you know, especially when like with Sawinski the other day, I can't believe that ball wouldn't have been in the water at PNC Park. As hard as he hit that ball out in Tampa. And then they show it, and they said it doesn't even get out of the park at Wrigley. And I'm like, there's no way. That's it. But it's neat with the technology, the things that they can do here.
John, Derek Shelton mentioned the other day that the one thing with Cruz is he could see him having a hole in his swing. What does that mean?
Well, they're going to expose every hitter has holes. It basically means a place where you're going to try to pitch to get a guy out. You know, and with, again, the analytics, and I mean, there's so many people employed by every team right now to analyze the game and to try to give that particular team an edge. And, they're going to try to find ways to get O'Neill Cruz out just like they do everybody else. And, you know, the really good hitters have fewer holes, but everybody has holes. And so they're going to try to exploit him and find out where he has trouble. Shocked to see the other day, by the way, Juan Soto, who is, for instance, one of the better young hitters in baseball. He's still only 23 years old, I think, and he's been around for 5 years. He can't hit anything down in the zone or away in the zone. And so those are his holes, essentially. His batting average against him when the pitch is thrown in that area and he puts it in play, it's terrible. It's well below average. And so that's what they're going to try to find with Cruz and just about everybody else, to find the holes in the swing. And what I've been impressed with is I've seen this guy hit a home run off the ground. I've seen this guy hit a home run with a pitch above the zone. I saw him hit 110 in Tampa up and in. So, you know, there are some holes. Right now the holes are off the plate. On the plate, I've seen him hit just about everything. But, you know, he has chased a little bit. And, that happens with the best of them, too. But, yeah, everybody's looking for the opposition's weakness. And he, like everyone else, has them.
All right, last thing for you before we let you go. Off the beaten path question. These are the ones you're great at. Shelby Cassese, you know her, who we work with here. She's wonderful. She said she's going to take up golf with her husband. Good move or bad move? Couples golf.
It's a good move for retirement, but not before.
Oh, okay. All right.
How about that?
Yeah. I just that's my getaway time if I go play golf.
That's what I mean. So, okay, me and my wife golfed together once, and it was fun. I mean, we get along great and everything else, but that's what you mean. You go out with your buddies to go golf. You know, you go do your thing. But once you get to, like, getting older, and you got to find, you know, both of you got to find something to do. And that's when you enjoy each other later. You later in life, you guys golf together. Just go ahead and learn how to golf with your friends. And then when you get good enough to not embarrass yourself, then we can play when you're 50.
There you go.
I agree. It's nothing you need to rush into, I don't think.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.